I am Nathi Ndlovu, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus. The show is brought to you today by Samsung Electronics. Samsung in March launched upgrades to its mid-range A55, A35, and A25 devices by introducing the A56, A36, and A26 models. The newer devices maintain the durability and reliability of Samsung's mid-range offering and introduce a raft of new features, including Samsung's awesome intelligence AI exclusive to the Galaxy A range. Samsung South Africa has partnered with Aura to officially launch Samsung SOS Plus, a free-to-use 24/7 subscription service exclusive to owners of the new Galaxy A56, A36, and A26 devices. In an emergency situation and on demand, the service will immediately geolocate the user and send private security and medical emergency services to their location. Here to tell us more about this new feature, I'm very pleased to welcome Samsung South Africa Vice President Justin Hume to Tech Central. Justin, it's great to see you and welcome to the show.
Nathi, thanks so much. It's good to be chatting with you as well. And thanks for the good intro to our product.
Awesome. Firstly, Justin, could you please tell us about the new devices you have launched and where they are positioned in the market?
So the Galaxy A series that we're talking about, so as you mentioned, the A26, 36, and 56, that's typically what we would define as our mid-tier range. Now, what's been great about that is many of us would know our S series range, which is the flagship. You know, that's the Galaxy S25 Ultras and the like. And this has got all the bells and whistles, got AI functionality, embedded throughout. What's brilliant with the A series is this is a slightly more affordable range, but we're not compromising. What we've actually been really good at it of late is getting the technology to move quickly down from those flagship products into the A series. So now, you know, if you're looking for something that's a little bit more friendly to your budget, there's a product for you. What's great about the new A series is we've introduced and enhanced the awesome intelligence on that. So that means you're getting the Gemini features on board there. You're getting circle to search, audio and video enhancers and the like. So you're really getting that full capability and you are not compromising on hardware. We are making sure that you've still got incredible cameras, long lasting batteries. And that is the proposition. You know, that's what we're trying to bring to South Africa at the moment.
Mm. It is amazing that awesome intelligence is now coming into the mid-tier. Did you have to make any hardware changes to kind of incorporate AI into the new devices?
Certainly. You know, AI is pretty intense and a heavy usage on your processing units. So we've got to be able to ensure that our processors on board, our octa-core processors that are there, are capable of running the literally billions and trillions of computations that are required by AI every single second. We do that. And what's fantastic about that, we're able to do that and not only ensure that you're not depleting your battery life in a hurry, which would be a potential downside. In this case here, we're actually able to stabilize battery life. We're able to give you the performance and we're able to make sure that it can do this without creating heat in the device, which are things, I mean, and you know, often we don't think about these kind of issues on a mobile device, but many people who have experienced intensive graphic gaming, as an example, on their computers, we know exactly what I'm talking about. The fans are going around crazy. You touch the PC, it's hot. These are things that you've got to now deal with on such a small device. And that's the brilliance of not only the actual hardware in the processing unit, but also the capabilities of the software and even the AI-controlled software that is on board.
Mm. So talking more about the software features that you've added, Samsung SOS Plus is actually a safety feature. Could you tell us more about what it is and how it works?
Yeah, I'm going to get a little bit passionate now about this one because it was something that really struck me. I want to go back a step. You know, we had a chat some months ago. The CEO of a company called Aura came to chat to me. We were introduced through a mutual friend. And They do this back-end program that is looking to aggregate security services in the market. But the stats frighten me for the average South African, you know, less than, and these are stats that I've got from newspaper articles, from various, you know, credible news agencies. So Tech Central as one. And I think you would have reported on a lot of these where we look at maybe only about 13, 14% of South Africans have access to medical aid. We have less than 13% who have access to private security. One stat that frightened me, in a province of South Africa, the average wait time for an ambulance in an emergency service is 4 hours, and one in four times it never comes. Security services in our poorest communities drops down to below 2% access. So this is not an indictment at all against government or public service. We simply very aware of some of the economic and socioeconomic challenges that the country faces. But, you know, what struck us is that what's weird in this regard is that there's nearly 3,000 private security guards and paramedics in South Africa. So we have more private security than we have police and army. Mm. The other thing that struck us is that 97% of South African households have a mobile phone. And in this mid-tier product that we're talking about with our 826, 36, 56, we have, thankfully, nearly 50% market share by devices. And in the tier just below that entry, we're nearly 40% of that. So we're deeply woven into the lives of the South African consumer. And our thought was, well, how do we ensure that we can use what Aura is proposing and bring that to our customers? And we realized very quickly what they don't lack is the connectivity. They've got the phones, but they lack the access to some of these services. And so we're doing this proof of concept now with Aura, where we are bringing the security app onto these three devices right now. And if I may, can I dive into like what the product does?
Okay.
Forgot.
Please, so, please tell us more.
Yeah. You and I might think, oh, hang on a second, I've heard this before, because let's be honest, we live in a far more privileged or upmarket environment. We probably have medical aids. We have access to private security. But that is not the lived reality for a lot of South Africans in this regard. So really, Aura is the company behind brands such as Namola. You know, you get a couple with your insurance companies in there. And this is the panic button that gives you access to these emergency services. Now, it's almost like an Uber. And in that regard, when you hit the panic button, it searches for the nearest either ADT, respondent fidelity guard, TRSS, any one of those companies, ER24, Netcare, and the like. Because I'm sure as you've driven down the road, you've seen those security vans. They're parked. They're waiting for a call out. This optimizes their downtime and makes the nearest person to you, irrespective of what company they work for, they will respond to you and come and give you support through your service. Now, in many cases, it's an app that you pay for and could be downloaded to the phone. Well, we've changed that. So what we've done here is when you sign up through one of these products, you're getting 12 months free service at this point in time, and we're looking to see how that might change in the future. But it's deeply embedded at a multimodal level. And the reason I say that is if, for example, I was stuck in some inner city environment right now, middle of the night, and I needed help, and I try and phone through to a call center, okay, and they say to me, what road are you on? I might have no idea where I am in that regard. And I want you to think about, you know, the dad who's driving home in the pouring rain and the car breaks down in a deserted road, the panic that they feel. The kid on a public school ground who's broken their leg and now trying desperately to get an ambulance to come fetch them. Or, heaven forbid, you're a mom at home with kids and maybe your husband's away on a business trip, and at midnight you hear the shattering of glass. You know, that panic. What do you do in that regard? Yes. And you don't think about pulling out an app in that. Typically, if most of us, you know, we panic in a situation, we phone a loved one, we phone, you know, whatever we think, and we maybe think of 911, which is not a service, you know, in South Africa.
Yes.
But yes. Here, I simply hit Samsung SOS. There's a dedicated call center that answers immediately, and we've integrated it to the phone that immediately an SMS is triggered. So I'm not reliant on having data at this point in time. Mm. The person who answers it in our personalized call center can pick up your location immediately and begin the dispatch of emergency services straight away. Now, that's great. You know that there's somebody there. There's somebody on the line who knows my name. They're coming. What's even better is that, and think about it this way, if you're a mom or a lady in labor, you're in pain. If you're a guy, heaven forbid, you've got a kidney stone, and if you've ever had it, you will know. You 1 minute feels like 1 year. And when we don't know when help is arriving, we don't know how to bear that pain or bear the concern of who's downstairs in my house. But suddenly on my phone, I'm seeing a map exactly like Uber that is showing me my help is 2 minutes away. I can live now with that pain, with that anxiety and the like.
Yes.
And again, I'm trying to position like the Uber concept with private security, private response, and saying that it's something that was not accessible to a vast majority of South Africans through your mobile phone is now accessible to you.
You mentioned the concept of panic. And that when we are in emergency, sometimes, you know, we need quick access, but we're not always thinking clearly. Now, I know on my Samsung device, I have a swipe up from the right where I can, you know, pop up any app that I choose to, or double tap on the power button and any app that I want to come in, you know. So how does this functionality, how can I use this functionality to access it easier and quickly in an emergency?
Okay. So firstly, if you hit the power button 5 times, that would trigger your emergency response. In South Africa, all of us, all handset manufacturers and operators are obligated by law to have the 112 number, which goes through your operator into a public environment. Fine. But again, then you're really relying on who's there and what have you. What we do here with Samsung S is when you set it up through your Samsung members platform, we move it into your emergency contacts. And so we have that available for you straight away. Yeah. Our ambition, so this is new, this is something we're starting. Our ambition down the line is to have it integrated at the level of 112 in that regard. Now, I'm making this as a public statement. Now, hopefully somebody on CASA is watching, but that is where we would like to get it to go. Just to put it in terms of numbers, in the 4-month proof of concept that we're running now, through new phones sold on those 3 models, that means we'll access arguably somewhere around about 250,000 customers who will have access to the service. Conservatively, we're estimating about 10,000 lives will be impacted per month, and about 250 to 300 lives will be saved through the service every month. We're already getting use case stories of this coming out. Now, if this proves successful and we can do it, and we can then take it to the next step where it's integrated with the hardware at the steeper level, imagine when that rolled out to our entry A-series phones. That would give us access on a yearly basis to more than 4 million South Africans. That's proper social change. So that's what we're looking at the moment. But again, it's early days, and we're really testing to see how do we integrate this. Could we integrate it with our Galaxy Watches? You know, right now, if I hold it up here, I've got my Galaxy Watch. It's got fall detection. Imagine if I fall and immediately that response service is activated. So these are the type of things that we're thinking about quite deeply, with, again, the idea of democratizing safety and security to our customer base.
So you did say that this is a pilot phase exclusive to the A56, 36, and 26. Once you roll it out, will it also go into the S range?
Yes. So once we roll it out, we are looking to expand it broadly. Now, the reason that we're running the proof of concept is that there is a huge degree of development. So as I mentioned to you previously, earlier, you know, we don't just want an app. And you came back to that point. When I'm in a panic, you know, psychologists tell us that around about 90% of us will have some form of cognitive impairment when we're in that panic situation. So I don't want you to have to go and try and remember what application you downloaded, where did I save this thing, what is my password to access it, or anything like that. We want to embed this at the very core of the device. Now, before I do that en masse, as I mentioned to you, if I try and run it out across the Samsung phones, we're talking nearly 5 million phones sold every year. If we don't do it right, that's 5 million problems that we create, every year. So that's why we've selected the A26, 36, and 56 as our range. And as I can say right now, within the past couple of weeks of us having started this pilot phase, we are very impressed with where we are. To our average response to, well, when I say our, Aura's average response time so far has been beating some of the best practice stats that have been put out by government and other agencies of late. So I think it proves that this aggregation of security services, emergency services, has a very valuable proposition. And once again, you know, I think it creates that democratization. That was really why we didn't start it with the S series, because a lot of the S series customers have access to this in some shape or form. We wanted to ensure it starts with customers who perhaps don't have that as yet.
Mm. You also mentioned that the aggregation is an important strategy, because safety and security are a partnership, can require a partnership strategy. So what other partnerships are you looking forward to in future?
So we, as I mentioned, this is not Samsung becoming a security service or a security company or a an ambulance service or anything like that. No, there are professionals who can do mouth to mouth much better than I can do or anything like that, right? So that's not what we are trying to do. But you're entirely right. This is about partnerships and meaningful partnerships. So right now, Aura is the back-end partner that we've utilized, and they aggregate for some really big brands around here. Our unique differentiator is, again, that integration into the actual hardware, the product that you're holding with you 24/7 in that regard. We are then talking to the mobile operators to understand how we could then move this into a broader environment and how that they could participate in the process. I can't give too much away just yet in that regard, but you're exactly right. This is something that private partnerships, company partnerships, can provide some meaningful change and support to our broader, a population.
Okay. Justin, this is a wonderful initiative, and we definitely wish you the best going forward. Thank you a lot for your time.
Thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity to share it with you.
Excellent. That is Justin Hume, Vice President at Samsung South Africa.